who I should get though, because if I get that, if I'm killing him.
Bro, never mind all that, man. We live, bro. We live, fam. Like, this is crazy. Like, Luka Doncic is a LA Laker. Anthony Davis is a Dallas Maverick, bro. Man, I don't even know what to say, bro. This is
Crazy,
crazy.
bro. Like it's wild, bro. The fact that I woke up at 6:28, bro, looked at my phone. Did you see the trade? So I'm thinking Jimmy got traded, bro. I'm all happy. I'm like, let's go. He finally got traded. I can't wait to see who got traded for. Who we got? De'Aaron Fox. I look at my phone. It's a Luka Doncic traded to the Lakers for Anthony Davis. I was like, somebody trolling, bro. Like, it's a joke, bro. So
Bro, April Fools,
had do my research,
man.
man. It came back factual, and I'm like, bruh, that's the dumbest thing the Lakers could have done. But there's pros and cons. I think that's what it's called, pros and cons to this.
Yeah, man, but let me explain it to the people, man, in case you've been living under a rock and this has what's been going on. Luka Doncic has been traded to the LA Lakers. So the Lakers receive Luka Doncic, Markieff Morris, Maxi Kleber. The Dallas Mavericks receive Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a first round pick, and the Jazz receive Jalen Hood, Schifino, and 2 second round picks just so they can ease the cap in this situation. And man, this is wild, bro. I don't understand. Like, I saw the press conference before we jumped on this podcast. I watched Mavs GM Nico Harrison saying that defense wins championships. And I hear all that, bro. But at the same time, y'all was at the finals last year. And the reason the games weren't competitive was because the Celtics, they a good team, but also the Mavs was not hitting open shots. So I don't know. I don't understand. I
So
really
what
don't.
you think about if it's a win now scenario, I want Anthony Davis. All right. But Luka Doncic is a franchise player that you just don't just trade. All right. And then you
See,
can't get more than just Anthony Davis, right? You just got Anthony Davis. You
I mean, you
traded
got
him.
Max Christie. He not a
Is
scrub.
he as Christie?
They got Anthony Davis and Max Christie.
Oh, never mind it.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So like from my standpoint is I get all that, you know, AD, like AD ain't no scrub, but this is the thing. According to, you know, the reports, they traded this man because he, you know, they scared that, you know, he don't take the game serious. They say that he don't be conditioned well, and that's why he keep getting injured. Do we not know who Anthony Davis is? Like, that's my thing.
Listen, nah.
Like, when if we talking about people
We're
keep
gonna
getting
debate about
injured.
that one. We're gonna debate about that one because since last year he played every almost he played like 70 games last
Bro.
year, right? Came out,
Nah, bro.
played tremendous all season.
No.
Yes.
Bro,
Yes.
no.
You
No,
wanna look
bro.
it up?
No, I'm not saying that it's not true. I'm saying that that's not a valid reason, bro. Luka
It
is 25, bro. Luka
is.
is 25. Luka is 25, bro.
How old is AD?
Like 31.
31? 25, 31, that's 6 years. And
So
it's, I
we
get it,
going.
right? But Luka doesn't, excuse me, Luka doesn't play defense. Right or wrong?
I mean, I can't argue on that one. That one's fact. He
So,
don't.
if I don't have anybody that's that player that's gonna scare somebody defensively, then like
Okay.
that's why I'm mad at Mavs for getting rid of Derrick Jones Jr.
I agree with that
as well. But
they couldn't pay him though. Yeah, they couldn't pay him and Klay.
Yeah, I would have rather Derrick Jones than Klay, and that's just me and my opinion, right?
Nah, I agree with you
because Klay is not the. They're making it seem like Klay is 2016 Klay when Klay is Reggie Miller in Street Clothes, right? So we got Derrick Jones Jr. They let him go. So they don't have that defensive player that's going to be like, yeah, I'm the best defensive player on this team and ain't nobody going to stop me. Then they get the offense from Anthony Davis as well, right? Because he can score pretty good. Then AD, from AD's standpoint, he doesn't have to play the five anymore. He can switch to the four. That makes their defense way much better. Then they still got Kyrie. Kyrie can give you at least 25 points a game. AD give you another 30, 20, 25, 26 points a game. Then you got role players. So I think from the standpoint of them reconstructing the team and trying to win now, that was a good move. But if you're looking for a future, that was thrown away when you did that.
See, but okay, so you know, I get all of that. Now, let me clarify my stance on this. If we talking about like for what they did right now, I can understand it because I feel like AD fits on that team. You know, he finally get to play. We saw him with Shams on ESPN saying he want to play next to a big. He got his wish. He got, you know, two of the best young bigs, you know, rim running, paint patrolling young bigs in the game right now, and Derek Lively, Daniel Gafford. But I'm saying, though, think about it. I get Luka. Wait. Like, think about it, though. Luka, like, ain't playing defense. I hear all that. In my personal opinion, they finally built the almost perfect team around Luka last year, and where did that get them to the finals? Right, you had somebody that can cover in defensively, and Derrick Jones Jr. You had lob threats to the rim instead of playing Maxi Kleber, who always hurt, and Dwight Powell, who people don't even know how he's still on the Mavericks after this long time. No offense, but it's true. So you got to think about it. They finally surrounded that man with a team, and then what did he do? He got them to the finals. Now, granted, he was hurt this year, and they say, you know, because he wasn't in condition, that's why. So they don't want to give him the supermax. I hear all that, bro. But then, like, so not only does he have a competent team around him, I really feel like I was about to make a video. I kid you not. I was about to make a video after the trade deadline, saying how I think the Mavericks is going to get back to the finals, because once Luka come back and play himself into get condition, nobody's going to stop them in the playoffs. I can't say that now. But I really think the Mavericks, looking at how the West is, OKC is like their biggest competition with Luka on the team. And I feel like, I mean, they still the biggest competition now with AD. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like nobody on OKC was going to be able to stop Luka. Nobody on any team in the West is going to be able to stop Luka. So you would have got back to the finals. Your problem last year was, you know, they was targeting Luka. Okay, I give you that. But his teammates was not hitting open shots as well. So then you could have continued building around him in the future. That's all I'm saying, though.
But from what I heard, like former players that played with Luka, it's not really a team game when he's in the game.
If I'm getting to the finals off the back of one man and then I just got to show up, man, we talking about Luka and like all that, but AD and Kyrie have been injury prone. They've been hurt for the, like a lot in their career. Yeah. So who's to say that come playoff time, you know, I hope that's not the case, but who's to say that they don't, that's what I'm saying. So like this man went all in. He ain't discussed it with Luka. He ain't discussed it with Jason Kidd. The governor of the team laughed at him. And then he still did this. Like, yeah. I don't know, bro. I'm nothing.
No why? Defense wins championship.
So let me ask you a question. If the defense don't win a championship this year and next year, then what? The Lakers set up for the future.
He's being fired. That GM, Dallas Mavericks GM, he's going to get fired.
Okay, but you and other people online keep telling me this had to be done. Defense wins championships, I'm just saying, bro. Like you only approached the Lakers, according to him. He ain't talked to no other team like previously reported.
Milwaukee Bucks decline.
I ain't see that one because I saw him say he only talked to the Lakers.
Trying to get young.
That's what the GM said, but
he lied.
So, man, I don't know. I don't know.
That's the shocker, bro. But what I hear is that it's going to be more blockbuster trades coming up in the trade deadline, bro.
Man, for sure. But, man, before we move on to that, because we're going to get to the NBA trade deadline soon and what we think going to happen and what we want to see happen. But if you had to give a grade for the Lakers, what you thinking and what you think their ceiling is?
It depends on, like, if we're looking future, like, in the future or right now, like. We look at right now.
This is a trade in totality. You looking at everything.
So right now, I would a C minus.
For the Lakers?
Yes, if we're looking for right now, win a championship.
Right now, okay, I get you that. Because he hurt.
But if
we're looking, and they ain't got no big, no respect. Respect to Jackson Hayes and Christian Wood, but not against Jokic. Ain't happening.
No respect. All disrespect. Until you get some meat on your bones and show me something different, it's total disrespect. But, like, I understand, though, like, if we talking about for the future, because, like you stated earlier, Luka's only 25. Right, so he has a good at least 10 years in him, right?
Yeah.
Then you got to think about what LeBron gonna do
at this point. I mean, retire.
Like LeBron said, he could play another 3 to 4 years, 2 to 3 years, or whatever it was. So you getting Luka trading Anthony Davis and not. Or not, just pulling the trigger without consulting him. You feel me?
Yeah.
One of my friends said earlier today, he said, I don't think there's a way that they make that trade without consulting LeBron. LeBron say he didn't know, but there's some, like, they had to at least say something to
him. Man, we talking about Lay GM.
You feel me? So it's like, he had to sign off on it, right? But
nah, I don't agree though.
I don't think
personally
because Anthony Davis and him wanted another ring and they believe that they can get it, right? So I mean, I think both GMs are idiots.
Nah, if I'm Rob Pelinka, I'm taking this deal.
Nah, I get that, but at the same time, if I'm talking about right now, I got LeBron James on my team and I need to build better. I'm not trying to get rid of AD, right? I'm not.
We got to think.
Off of the fact
we got to think. Okay, so you say that, but we got to think realistically. LeBron 40 years old, right? Yeah. So, am I really gonna mortgage my future to get an extra piece. When you look at the trade market before this Luka trade, bruh, Jimmy Butler, Zach LaVine, De'Aaron Fox. You think one of those guys, I'm gonna mortgage my future and get one of those guys and they're gonna win the championship this year or next year? No. So if I'm Rob Pelinka, now my future after LeBron is secure. I haven't really seen a lot of people talking about this. This is just a foregone conclusion. But Luka is still gonna be a free agent in 2026. So I don't think he's gonna turn down the bright lights and lifestyle of LA. But you know, I'm holding out as a Heat fan selfishly. But
Too long for the same, bro.
But nah, like if I'm Rob Pelinka, this is the move to go to. Especially like it's not like Rob Pelinka went searching for this deal either. Nico Harrison he went and approached him like, hey, would you do AD for Luka? Like if I'm Rob Pelinka, I'm saying yes 10 out of 10. Like on the Lakers side.
Cause then now, like you gotta think about it. Actually, now I'm thinking, bro. They have a couple bad years. Even with Luka as the star, the draft capital that they're going to be able to gain. I'm just thinking ahead a little bit, like
they only got one pick,
and then the free agent. That's what I'm saying. But if they're
Nah, if they can't lose with Luka, they only got one pick, 2031. They didn't even get no pick in this trade. They gave away a pick. So
that would
be so hard.
It's LA and you free up a lot of cap space.
Yeah.
So I'm actually in agreement with the trade for the Lakers.
I think despite what players be saying, I think people are gonna go to the Lakers because it's in LA and it's the Lakers and they're gonna go play with Luka. They're gonna go do it. Like, he's gonna get somebody to do it.
It's the gold and purple, bro. Like who wouldn't want to play in the Lakers uniform?
Shoot, me. I'm all about that red and white.
To a Laker game, a Heat game with a Kobe jersey.
Man, do you think LeBron James getting traded or he's staying? Because apparently this is LeBron James' dream, according to Brian Windhorst. Luka Doncic is his favorite player. He said that on his podcast with JJ Redick last summer.
Yeah, that's the podcast. That doesn't mean he wanna play with him. You know who LeBron wanna play with?
Steph Curry.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hey, shout out Jacob Genesis. He just commented that pick and roll in Dallas is gonna be nice. That's a fact. Kyrie and AD.
I'm telling you, that's gonna be deadly,
And then not even that, just the high low game. Like you got Lively or Gafford down low, AD good. Like if a team try to do a 2-3 zone
earlier.
Huh?
Remember when he was in New Orleans with DeMarcus Cousins.
Exactly. Yeah, like AD is an underrated passer.
If DeMarcus Cousins didn't get injured that year, they could have given the Warriors a run for their money.
Nah, for sure. They had Drew Holiday, Rondo.
One of the best defensive set.
But and don't get it twisted. This don't get it twisted. Lively and Gafford ain't no boogie cousins.
You know who I think they'll look like?
Who?
Them boys in South Beach.
Yeah, man. All right. Anyway, I'm happy for Kyrie because he get to go back to the point. Clay go back to the two, and then you still got the big lineup with PJ Washington, Davis, and probably Gafford until Lively get back. But I respect it. They replace, like Jacob said, man, they replacing Luka defense with AD defense. Do you think they make it to the Western Conference Finals?
The Western Conference?
Yes.
Do you think they can
beat a team like OKC healthy? or yes. a team like Denver healthy?
Yes. I'm going to tell you what. Defense. They literally replaced, like you said, replaced Luka's defense with AD's defense, right? So it separates because now you got PJ Tucker. I mean, what's the dude name? PJ Washington. I said PJ Tucker. That's crazy. He actually just got traded too. PJ Washington, I could put him on SGA. All right. Just
no, you can't. No, you can't.
Why I can't? You think he's cooking him?
You seen SGA play?
Yeah, he's cooking him.
Yes, bro. Respectfully. No, you right. cannot put that man on SGA.
So who you gonna put on them, Clay?
That's even worse. Nah, Kyrie. Clay back in his prime, okay. Yeah, but Kyrie?
AD is definitely going to force teams to play outside. That's true.
That's a fact.
So now they can play 2-3 or 3-2.
I mean, yeah. I mean, kind of like it's gonna be to a lesser degree because the backcourt not the same, but it's kind of gonna be like how Cleveland doing it with Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. It's gonna be kind of like that. Like, you remember, I can see it.
You remember when the Heat was gonna play the Denver Nuggets in the finals? And I believe I was talking to you about how they should play defense on Denver. And you said if we could put somebody in front of Joker and have AD like or Bam in the back. Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah.
I think that's why I think that the Mavs are gonna go all the way.
So all right. So you think they're gonna go to the finals? Now if they go up to a team like this, if they go up against a team in the finals like the Celtics, given that they so prolific from the outside, and you know, so if they're gonna do like Jacob say, force Boston to play outside, that's technically Boston playing at their strength. How you think that would go down?
They'll lose. I don't know. It depends on if they're hitting shots. It all depends on like the shot maker. In my opinion, that's what will be the deciding factor.
I mean, Boston is still my pick. Even though they're struggling, they've been struggling recently, but they're still my pick to go back to back. Which I hate saying that as a Heat fan. But right now, I just, even though, you know, I'm a big Shea fan, I just don't think that this trade puts them over Boston, for sure.
He should be on the pod. Hey, yeah. Bro, Jacob Zinnis, boy. Hey, that boy say. That may be their strength, but if that's all you have to lean on, then you're going to get exposed. That's fact. We've seen a lot of teams get exposed.
Man, what y'all think about the trade, man? Y'all giving it A+ for the Lakers, F. How about the Mavericks? A for the Mavericks, F. Man, what you say, Jacob? What you think? I think it's crazy the Lakers in fifth place right now. Luka probably ain't going to be back until after All-Star break. Okay, I agree with that one, especially because when you think about it long term, man, definitely, man. The scary thing is, and I heard Jeff T say it on his podcast, now Luka, you know, I don't know how receptive he's going to be, but he get to learn from somebody like LeBron. So, you know, that could be a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know. But, you know, we'll see. Shoot. Let's see what we got up next here. While Key is out, man, this was just to start the NBA trade deadline. There still is more on the way. LeBron is going to put him on his steroid routine. Shoot. Everybody better hope not.
LeBron going to put him on his steroid routine. Listen, man. If Luka get that boy's steroid routine, boy, it's over with.
Yeah, it's over with for the league.
The man gonna be pissed.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I'm firing the Mavericks GM first quarter. I saw the press conference they did. Jason Kidd looked like he ain't even want to beat her. Shoot.
Yeah, but man, what's shook. You gotta think though, bro. He a new GM, ain't it?
He came in like what, two years ago, probably.
Fresh, like he ain't got no basketball knowledge for real, bro. They need to have me as their GM. They should have sent Luka to the Wizards. They haven't been relevant since.
If they would have did that, Luka would have turned into Zion.
Would have turned into LaMelo Ball, chucking up 50 shots.
Oh, Luka would have loved that. Shoot, he practically do it. He was doing that on the Mavericks. That man was not swinging the ball. Shoot, people think Michael Porter Jr. is bad. Luka and that bitch is having his way. But man, this trade though, it kicked off what could be an eventful week in NBA history. We still got Jimmy Butler, you know, waiting in the wings. De'Aaron Fox rumors out there. Zach LaVine, Nikola Vucevic, Brandon Ingram. Bro, that's not even possible.
Change the whole roster. Trade everybody. Nah.
Not after what Captain Bam did last night, hitting the game winner. What's some predictions or what's something you might want to see happen in a trade deadline?
All right, so I'm not gonna do the Miami Heat one because you told me not to be biased anymore. So I'm gonna do a different trade. I want to see De'Aaron Fox in Miami.
Man.
Seriously though, I honestly want to see LeBron get traded back to Cleveland.
I don't.
I'm gonna tell you why. It'll be good for the game of basketball, right? For the game.
It wouldn't be good for the future of the Cleveland Cavaliers. That man gonna come in there and mess up the chemistry, everything.
Okay, I get that point, but it would be a good story. LeBron and Bronny back to Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean it sounds good, but
and then if they win the championship, like bro,
Hold on. So right there. You trying to send LeBron back to Cleveland when this man Jared Allen already said the lights was too bright 2 years ago? They finally getting over these dim lights. Now you want to send LeBron to Cleveland? My boy, Jared Allen gonna have to be wearing sunglasses, shades all the time.
Hey, Jacob on the song, he say, I hope that Boston trades Drew. That 3 year deal was done. They're not trading him though, bro.
I just
well they might because they got Derek White.
I don't think they will this year. I don't think they will this year.
It's because Peyton Pritchard.
Yeah, but also I feel like Drew unlocks a lot of things that they want to do defensively as far as switching. So
34 and they gave him a 3 year extension.
So, like, for me, I mean, I wouldn't do it this year, but definitely, like, you know, maybe like next year when he on the last year of his contract. I still think Drew right now being trash, but in the playoffs, it's gonna pay off for sure. Like, especially when they go up against like guards like Jalen Brunson, they're gonna need him defensively for Cleveland, for the guards that they got. So I definitely, you know, did he just say Miami?
Yeah, forget De'Aaron Fox.
Okay, bro. First of all, De'Aaron Fox is going to San Antonio, so
I'm not so sure about that.
Okay, but speaking. But you brought up Cleveland. Now, I don't know about LeBron, but one person I would like to see Cleveland get that I've been saying this for a while now, Cam Johnson, bro. Like, if they get Cam Johnson, like, they going to the finals probably. Not even going to hold you.
I can see that.
I think.
I say that because their team is not. They don't have depth like that. Like,
who, Cleveland?
Yeah. Their depth is not, it's not championship material. So Boston doesn't have someone who bangs down low like down low like AD. Because he just is great, but he's more fragile than a slice of bread and a swing. But his man is the balances, bro. His man, bro. He got a point, though. But AD is shorter than him, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
AD is shorter than Porzingis, right?
Yeah. Porzingis is like 7'2" or something like that. Luka said he want to win a championship.
Well, we're gonna need some more people. You know who I think gonna get traded though?
Who?
I'm trolling, okay? I'm just trolling. Jared Allen. This man just say Jared Allen. He compared AD and Jared Allen together.
He's talking about Porzingis is not as physical as that.
Oh. Good point. But Porzingis, they can't shoot like Porzingis either. AD can shoot, but he ain't no triple threat. No 3-point specialist. Like, Pingus here.
But man, let's talk about Zach LaVine. Where do you see him going? Teams like the Bucks, the Warriors, all been mentioned as possible destination. Where would you like to see him go?
I think Denver or Milwaukee, honestly. But I would say Milwaukee.
I don't think Denver gonna do it.
Cause they got a good chemistry right now. It seems well, good.
That and then like fit wise, the only person that they can trade is Michael Porter Jr. And so like when you think about it, you replacing Zach LaVine for Michael Porter Jr. Like, yeah, Michael Porter Jr. isn't the best defender, but he's still like tall. he's still tall, so like, you know, having a lineup with LaVine, Westbrook, and Jamal Murray, like, I just don't think like they'll do that. Yeah. I could definitely see him going to the Bucks, but
give up Chris Middleton and now leave him.
Another team I can see him going to, which they haven't been talked about as much, but low key would be fine, would be the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, they need that. Huh?
Who would they get rid of?
They ain't got to get rid of much. They got first-round picks. They can probably just throw Marcus Smart, some young guys in there. Chicago will take it.
He's going to need a buyout, though. I'm sorry, bro.
That man always hurt anyway. So
he started getting hurt when he left Boston.
Exactly. That's the problem. That's why he getting traded. He don't play.
He didn't leave Boston. They traded him for Tingus Pinkus.
And it paid off. They won the championship, didn't they?
Tingus ain't dead. Nice. Zach LaVine
sounds salty to me, sir.
I just don't like Boston, bro. I'm a Heat fan. Bleed red. I got a Heat poster out right there. They're gonna come down in a couple days.
All right, let's get to it, man. Jimmy Butler. Now we haven't been on here since before Christmas, but we had to go live because this trade was crazy. But man, with everything going on with Jimmy and the Heat, you being the Heat super fan that you are,
yes, sir.
How you feel about the situation? Do you think Jimmy is actually going to be moved?
Oh yeah.
You know,
first round pick gone. He going for a first round pick. We don't need him no more.
We probably not getting a first round pick.
We'll get a first round pick though.
Okay.
But I will say this. Trade them to Utah. We did it earlier. Trade them to Utah.
See, man. Yeah, you trolling.
Nah, for real. I want us to trade him. I want a 3-team trade. We get Middleton and Portis. He goes to the Bucks. Or send him to New Orleans. We get B.I. Or 3-team trade. I don't know what team gonna facilitate it, but
man, like the way I feel, you know, I feel like if I'm the Heat, this is what I would do. I would trade him to Memphis. Even if you're not getting the best package, they got good young players who can come in and contribute. You can get off a Marcus Smart contract in the near future, and they got the ability to give you a first-round pick. If not Memphis, then I'm looking at the Golden State Warriors. You could potentially get Andrew Wiggins, Kevon Looney, Gary Payton, the second. And I feel like that's good. Now, before, I would be cool with, you know, Middleton, Bobby Portis, but Middleton ankles, like, they basically like mine at this point. They keep them from playing. So, you know, I'm not really sold on that one. But I definitely think – I don't understand why he don't want to go to Memphis. Like, I get he want his money. But Memphis is literally a Jimmy Butler-type player away. When it comes to playoff performances, if Memphis had a Jimmy Butler – they could win an NBA championship. Facts. He has the ankles of a baby duck. That's facts. Like, Middleton ankles are through. Like,
what about don't shoot the messenger, bro? Okay? Don't shoot the messenger. What about a 3-team trade? The Heat? The Bulls?
You said in the Mavericks. You know, it depends on what are the Heat getting. Now, I will say this.
Daniel Gafford.
I don't think the Mavericks do that. Not now. Not anymore.
Yeah, since they got AD.
And Lively has been hurt, so I feel like they're not trading him no more. But I will say this, the Mavericks, because of that trade, have now 3 tradable first round picks. So if they want to go make another big move at the trade deadline, they could.
Go get Jimmy.
I ain't trading. If I'm the Mavericks, I'm not trading 3 first round picks with Jimmy Butler.
Nah, maybe 2 for 1.
That sounds like they might be dumber than the Phoenix Suns. But nah, like for me, I feel like Jimmy is either gonna be a Warrior or a Grizzly. I don't think he's gonna be a Phoenix Sun. I don't think Bradley Beal is waving that no trade clause for anywhere. And nobody wants that contract because it's atrocious and he has a no trade clause. Facts. I tried to tell him. Don't pay him no mind. He one of them what's the word? Them Heat fans that don't be making no sense. Unrealistic.
Yep.
Don't pay that man no mind.
Say we're gonna get every star to ever request a trade.
This man OGQ was the same man saying that Jimmy Butler was not gonna get traded this season, so I ain't trying to hear it.
You agree.
Nah. Once they said they wasn't giving that man his money, I said it was over with.
They didn't say it verbatim.
Bro, he damn near said it at the press conference.
But it's not. What's the word he used?
First of all,
it's realistic for him to get. To give a 30, how old is he, 36?
35, about to be 36.
A 36-year-old, a max contract.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about being traded. You said he wasn't going to get traded.
Because at the time, Jimmy was happy. I didn't know the man wasn't happy. The man just got unhappy, like, after they left Phoenix. After Phoenix came to Miami, the man became unhappy.
If that story is true, by the way, Phoenix need to be investigated for tampering.
Literally.
But.
Because there's no way that after this man who plays y'all, he wants to get traded to y'all. You get what I'm saying? It's just like.
But it don't matter anyway, because he ain't even going to Phoenix. Yeah. What happened? I think, like, for him, the best fit, like I said, would be in Memphis. Like, if he go to the Suns, I still think they'll get whooped in the Western Conference because they're just not good. Like, they ruined their team. They, like, you know, they brought Kevin Durant in. It was over with. That's not to say Kevin Durant ain't cold. They threw. Like, but
do you think that Zion gets traded this off? I mean, this
you say that
let's trade them.
Mm-hmm.
You do?
You said, do I think Zion getting traded this trade deadline? No. Okay. No.
Okay.
You only because Luka just got traded for AD. And Max Christie in the first round pick, basically. That's what he just got traded for. New Orleans, like, they're going to want more than that. That's why they ain't trading them yet. They would have been trading them, but they're going to want more than that. So I just don't see it happening this year. Brandon Ingram getting traded, though. Yeah, I think so. Him and CJ McCollum. I think CJ McCollum getting traded. They just lost DeJounte Murray. You know, prayers out to him. He had a rough year this year.
Broke his hand or his thumb.
I think they might go all in on the tank. Get that boy Cooper Flagg out there in New Orleans, man.
They're gonna have to trade Zion at that point.
Then they will. If they get Cooper Flagg, they'll feel secure enough to get that man away for pennies on the dollar. I think so. But they're not gonna do it right now. That's my opinion. Where is the best fit for Brandon Ingram in your head? Miami? That's what you're going to say?
Actually, bro, it breaks my heart to say this, bro. Cleveland.
They need a city. Yeah.
That's what they need, bro. Then you take a lot of weight off of Donovan Mitchell's shoulders. Right? even though they're playing extremely good. And I think
I don't think they do it
right in.
I don't think so, because I think Brandon Ingram need the ball to be effective. That's why I said Cam Johnson, he don't really need the ball. He could be a catch and shoot, huh?
I'm glad you said that. Would you compare DeMar DeRozan to Brandon Ingram and say that their play style is the same?
No.
You wouldn't.
I think Brandon Ingram is Kevin Durant if he didn't take threes.
So what is DeMar?
He's just a person that don't take threes. Only because Brandon Ingram's size. DeMar DeRozan straight.
He said a younger DeMar.
For sure. I mean, I'm not mad at the comparison. I just feel like I think Brandon Ingram can be way better than what people think he is right now. Like that's just my I'm very high on Brandon Ingram and his potential. Like, bro, still in his 20s, so I think he could be better than what people think.
Do you think he would be good in Miami?
Like, once Jimmy out the way, definitely. He literally would like fit perfectly. Like, they need a go-to scorer. Now, would they like achieve the same heights? No. They would still need an extra piece. But like, as far as filling in that gap, like, that's a 20 points per game guaranteed scorer right there. Take the pressure off of Bam to score. Him and Tyler Hero go crazy. Bam, do the defensive work. I think that would be good. But realistically, though, I don't think he's coming to Miami, because him and Jimmy contract don't even match up. So you would need a third team. And then with what Miami want and then what New Orleans is going to want, I just don't see it happening.
What about De'Aaron Fox? I know you say that he's going to go to the Spurs. I'm going to tell you why I don't believe that. They're going to have to get rid of Castle.
So if you take the Spurs out of the equation, right? And I'm assuming you saying Miami. I think any other team could come in and take De'Aaron Fox, because Miami don't have the assets. If Miami was to get De'Aaron Fox, they need to be in the three-team trade, like, because they don't have picks. You would hope to trade Jimmy for picks, but you're not going to get a lot of picks for Jimmy because he done tanked his value tremendously. And you can't get the Phoenix Suns picks without them trading Bradley Beal. And he's not going to Sacramento, unfortunately. So it's not going to happen, bro. I'm telling you right now. Now, you know where he might go, though, realistically?
What?
Orlando Magic. For real, for real. I could see De'Aaron Fox on the Orlando Magic.
If they do that, they would have to trade De'Aaron Fox.
No.
The Kings are not going to take no like for an answer.
I mean, they want Stephon Castle. And that's a young player. They can have Anthony Black. They can have all the other young players. But Franz, Jalen, Paolo, nah. You can have anybody else.
The brother, too?
Yep, he hurt. We don't need him this year.
Don't he have the same injury that Paolo had?
Huh?
Don't he have the same injury that Paolo had?
No. Mo Wagner, he like it's either Achilles or ACL or something like that. Like, he out for the season. This man crazy. Man, final prediction, man, before we move on to the next topic.
All right, my prediction is that Jimmy Butler will be traded by the fifth still.
What kind of prediction is that?
Brandon Ingram would be traded the day of the trade deadline. De'Aaron Fox would be traded the same day Jimmy Butler gets traded.
I got a prediction for you. Julius Randle will be a Miami Heat. All right, on to the next topic, man.
Hey, brother, man, buddy.
We got the Super Bowl next weekend. You an expert Chiefs hater.
Oh, man. I'm not a hater.
He's a hater.
I'm just tired of the Chiefs finessing their way to the top every year.
I mean, some call it finesse, others call it greatness, but you know.
Yeah, you can call it that too. But right now I'm looking at it as finesse. Because
I mean,
how you win the championship and then get the best receiver in the league? Or the fastest receiver in the rookie class. Then you trade
It's called great drafting skills. It's called scouting. Also scouting.
Then, to make matters worse, you trade the top cornerback in the league. Top two, top three, whatever you want to put him, he's at the top somewhere. And LeJarius Sneed.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have a top five defense.
Now say the one thing that's remained the same through all of it.
They won.
Nah, that guy, number 15.
Oh, Chris Jones. Chris Jones, right? Oh, nah, you talking about that boy Travis Kelce? Yeah.
Hey, boy, you hating, man? But I'm rolling with what Jacob said on this. The Chiefs are going to win, and that boy Travis Kelce hitting the knee, and he gonna make all the black people upset because he done switched from black to white. That's what's gonna happen. I'm calling it right now. That boy Jalen Hurts gonna show up to the game. Jalen Hurts gonna show up to the game curled. He ain't gonna do nothing. They gonna depend on Saquon to do everything.
By a touchdown, brother. And the overtime. What?
You said the Eagles.
I got the Eagles winning by a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, in Madden. But we talking about real life.
I'm dead serious. I got the Eagles winning by a touchdown.
I keep telling y'all. Now go ahead and tell the people what I told you was gonna happen in the playoffs to get to this point. What did I say was gonna happen?
You said Lamar was gonna get though.
No, I didn't. See, he flagging. I said when it comes to the playoffs, Lamar and Josh Allen be flagging. That's what I said. And what happened? They dropped the ball. The Chiefs ran with it. They in the Super Bowl. Now, the one thing I was wrong about was the Lions. I was wrong about the Lions.
We're not blaming the we're not blaming Josh Allen for nothing else. We're not blaming Josh Allen for nothing else. So. Nothing.
The proof is in the pudding with me.
Yo, he just got to go against Patrick Mahomes, and his defense don't know how to play football against him. Because if you watch the game, Josh Allen had a tremendous game overall. Now, if you talk about Lamar Jackson, a fumble and a pick is not a good game. Although he had his team coming back, right? But you put so much pressure on your teammates and by throwing a pick, fumbling the ball when you had good drives going. Right? Where was King Henry? Right? Where was Lamar's second man and that man ain't do nothing? I don't even think the man scratched 40 yards.
Hey. All that is fine and well.
It's basically like
it don't matter. It don't matter. When you against the Chiefs and you against the referees, bro, you're going to lose. Like,
okay,
you, so it don't matter.
Thank you.
I never said it wasn't. I just said I know who's gonna win the Super Bowl, and you and everybody else are telling me it ain't gonna happen.
So technically, y'all hating. Instead of saying the NBA is rigged, you should have put the NFL is rigged.
Nah, NBA is rigged.
No,
ain't no way LeBron James done played with Shaq, Ray Allen, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, and now Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, and now Luka Doncic, bro. Come on now, bro. He done played with D Rose, Isaiah Thomas. Bro, come on, bro.
Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball.
I'm saying, shoot.
Bro, that is crazy. Dwight Howard.
He done played against some of the young NBA stars of today while they were still in the sack, and he was playing their daddies back in the old NBA. So like LeBron James done played with everybody, bro. It's rigged, bro.
The NFL bro. Is too, bro. Because there's it's all the business of entertainment, bro.
And that's why the Chiefs gonna win.
That's not entertaining. The Chiefs winning is not entertaining, bro. It's horrendous, bro. It's hurtful. It's heartbreaking. It's lung cringing, bro.
We're going to see. We're going to be doing this stream next Sunday.
Let's do it.
I'm a laughing.
Let's do the whole thing, like the whole, like the one before, after. And that
happened. I'm not doing the Super Bowl. I can't do that. No need everybody. He done played with everybody.
Listen, bro. No need to repair. Rose is crazy, bro. That man had chops. He just ain't had no ACL. He was over there running like Odell Beckham Jr. That was really cool.
But hey, man, anything you want to say to the people before we head on out of here?
Hey, man, Happy New Year to y'all, man. It's the first part of Plenty More to Come this year, man. We ecstatic. We happy, bro. Appreciate you, Jacob.
It's February 1st.
Hey, man, this is the first part of the new year. You know what I'm saying? Of the whole calendar year. And no, we're not going to start doing them once a month. We're going to get back at them, get back right. And, you know, be way more consistent. That's our resolve for this podcast. Yeah, thank you for tuning in with us and sticking with us. I'm going to pass it to the other host.
Man, all I ask, man, I'm just a humble guy from humble beginnings, man. And I appreciate you, Jacob, man, commenting. You made this thing more fun. Hopefully we can do it another time. Maybe get you on here if you're down for it. But, man, I just ask, like, share, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Follow us on all social media platforms. We got that up on the video. And like that, we out.